News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration has ordered all federal departments and agencies to provide lists of employees who are underperforming. It's looking to shrink the workforce and is awaiting a court ruling on its deferred resignation offers. Donna Warder on one exception to the buyouts.
Staffers throughout the Department of Veterans Affairs have received an email saying many of them are not eligible for the Trump administration's deferred resignation offer. VA nurses had been among those who received an original offer, but their unions discouraged them from accepting, saying a mass exodus would immediately affect the care of some 9.1 million veterans. Some of the occupations the VA has deemed ineligible for the offer range from laundry workers and cooks to nurses, pharmacists, and doctors. Those eligible, full-time probationary employees, and some employees who are going to retire this year anyway. A VA spokesperson says the agency has worked closely with the White House and the Office of Personnel Management to identify occupations not eligible for the resignation program. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Trump administration is using federal prisons to detain some people arrested in its immigration crackdown. The Federal Bureau of Prisons declined to say how many. President Trump says Japan's Nippon Steel is backing away from plans to buy U.S. steel.
They've agreed to invest heavily in U.S. steel as opposed to own it, and that sounds very exciting.
And Mike Hempen reports a missing plane has been found.
Authorities say the wreckage of a plane located on sea ice matches the description of one that went missing in Alaska. A Coast Guard spokesman says three bodies were found inside. The Department of Public Safety says the single-engine turboprop plane was traveling from Unalakleet on Thursday afternoon with nine passengers and a pilot. Officials lost contact with it less than an hour after it took off. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. In Australia, a whole lot of snakes on Earth than a Sydney backyard.
David Stein saw about six venomous red-bellied black snakes slither into a big pile of mulch.
My wife Googled why so many snakes, black snakes, are together, and it turned out that they're pregnant females. They congregate to give birth.
There were more than just six snakes.
Every time we raked a bit of mulch, there was more. There was two clutches of babies that had already been hatched.
Stein called in a snake catcher.
Three out of the four have given birth to take the total to 102.
Two gave birth to 29 snakes after being caught and in a bag.
Not scared. I got a bit of a shiver when I saw so many of them in one group.
Experts don't know why so many snakes gave birth in such a short time frame. They are a protected species and will be released into a national park. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, CP News. Thanks for listening.